What's up, guys?
What do you think about some of these rules they're talking about, interference, like college, changing the catch rule? Do you like those?
You know, I think at the end of the day, when we all get together as coaches, there's a lot of great communication on whatever rule there is on the table to talk about. And then at the end of the day, the decisions are made above us. You know, we give them our thoughts, and then we try to put the thoughts together in a concise manner, and then those decisions are made. And then whatever the rules are, that's what we play by. So I'm not going to speak for every coach, but I don't think we lose too much sleep over it. We just give them our thoughts and go from there.
You haven't talked about your coaches. You got nine new ones.
Could you talk nine?
Nine, counting all those strength guys. Start with Mark Richardson for Denver, all-encompassing what you've done in the strength and sports science department.
Yeah, Luke was a very important hire for us. Craig Fitzgerald did an awesome job for us and left to go to University of Tennessee with Jeremy Pruitt, which was a great opportunity for Fitz. And so we had an opening, and Brian and I sat down with Cal and Bob, and we kind of revamped our thinking on that. And we brought in a couple guys to interview, and Luke being one of those guys, and he just did an unbelievable job in his interview, talking about not just strength and conditioning, but nutrition and hydration and sleep patterns and all the different things that go into sports performance. And we thought that he had a real good grasp of all of it. We liked the sounds when he talked to us about the staff that he was bringing in and wanted to bring in. We liked the sounds of those guys. And he's been there for, you know, maybe 2 weeks right now, and he's working. And the players that are back working out in Houston are there, and they're impressed with him. And it's going well. He in his rehab, I believe he's ahead of schedule from what I see, what I hear. I think he's doing real well. He's been through this before, unfortunately. He knows what the rehab process is, and I think he's doing a really good job. Relative to him going to Germany, you know, look, he's a young man, and he wants to explore the world, and he's got a chance to do it. Go for it. Yeah, you know, we're talking to, you know, we're looking at our roster. We're talking to a lot of different players. I don't think any decision's been made in that regard, relative to CJ. I know that Brian and Chris will probably meet with his representative and him at some point in time. But, you know, as far as we're, as coaches are concerned right now, CJ is still with us.
Coach, what's your, a little bit about the history between you and Doug Moreau? Where do you start with?
We shared a bologna sandwich together one time. I mean, I don't know. Doug and I have known each other for a long time, 1995, so almost 25 years, not quite. And our families, our wives are friends. Our wives went to Boston College together. Families know each other. He's a good friend, and he's a heck of a coach who did a great job this year. So. I think it's pretty well documented. We worked together at Georgia Tech, and we've known each other a long time.
What advice, if any, did you offer to Mike Vrabel about being a first-time head coach?
Yeah, he was in the division, so I didn't offer him too much advice, you know. No, he's a very bright guy, very smart, really good coach, good communicator. Every situation's different, and I think that the type of intellectual ability that he has, his ability to teach and communicate, he's going to do a good job there. Yeah, no, Brian and I, you know, we were together for 3 years in Houston and worked closely together during his 3 years there as the director of player personnel. We worked a lot together. We knew each other before that. We have a lot of the same philosophy as to how to build a football culture, a football team. We believe in the same things. We were kind of, in many ways, brought up the same way in football, especially in the NFL, relative to Coach Parcells and Coach Belichick. And so, you know, there's a lot of common language that we use, and we talk all the time. We communicate really well. We're both from the Northeast, although he's from New York City and I'm from Boston, which there's some. That's another story for another time. But he's an easy guy to talk to. We don't always agree on everything, but we agree quite a bit of the time as to how we see a player, how we want to set things up in the football program that we're trying to put together. So it's been really good.
You look at you have five former players from Penn State, four that you recruited, one that you played for you, Nashawn Hamilton. Do you still have any kind of relationship with them? And then also with Penn State, you had to bridge the gap over a horrendous situation. Take any pride in what they've accomplished?
Yeah, no doubt. There were a lot of those guys at the Senior Bowl. So Mike Gesicki was there, and Deshaun was there, and Adam Brenneman, who I know he transferred to UMass, but he was a guy that we recruited and coached when I was there. So it was great to see all those guys, that when they made the choice to go to Penn State, that was a different time at Penn State than what it is now, and give a lot of credit to James Franklin where he's taking that program now. But when those kids committed to Penn State, there was no Big Ten championship to play for. There was no bowl game to go to. There was no national championship to play for. They made a commitment to come to Penn State during a tough time. And so those are guys that are wise beyond their years. They're bright guys. They love their teammates. They were very, very good at the Senior Bowl and the interviews and practices and things like that. And I think all of us that were at Penn State in 12 and 13 are very proud of what's going on at Penn State right now with that football program and where they're at, and looking forward to seeing it continue to build.
What were your impressions of Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen at the Senior Bowl, even though they weren't
your squad? Yeah, they weren't. But, we were able to kind of be around them. We met with them the last day. We kind of switched teams so the coaches could – talk to the guys from the other team, which was a pretty unique thing there. I think that they do a good job with Phil Savage does a great job with that. So I really enjoyed talking to those guys. Baker and Josh had great energy about them. They were smart. They had good questions. They remembered things well from their own offenses. They're weak at the Senior Bowl. I really enjoyed getting to know them for that little time that we got to know them.
Can you talk about Aaron John Pagano and what you wanted to do for you this year?
Yeah, John is a guy that I've known for a long time, obviously known as brother Chuck, and John comes from a football family. He's coached in a lot of different systems. He's coached a lot of different types of players. He's coached a lot of different type of positions. He's coached D-line, linebacker, secondary. He's coached them all. And he's another guy that was very impressive in his interview when he sat down with me. Romeo was in there. I thought he did a really good job of teaching and communicating and being able to answer different situational type questions. And I think we're lucky to have John. I think he's really going to bring a lot of knowledge and energy to our staff.
Coach, with Deontay on the mend, how do you evaluate, the running back depth?
Yeah, Deontay's doing well. I mean, he's in there every day, and I know that's not the easiest injury to come back from. Obviously it's Achilles is tough, but he's doing everything they're asking him to do, and he looks like he's on schedule, maybe even a little bit ahead of schedule. He's positive about it. Look, our running back situation is something that, has been very productive for us. Deontay's been productive. Lamar's been productive. We've gotten productivity out of production out of Alfred Blue. So, we feel good about it. But, we're always, just like every position on our team, we're constantly talking about it, evaluating it, and thinking about ways to improve it relative to maybe how we coach that position better, or maybe it's something else. But that's where it's at with the running back position. Say that again. Yeah, did a good job. He very smart, very attentive. I thought that he picked up on the things that we were trying to do. He improved from day one to the game. He played well in the game. I thought he played real well in the game. Great guy. Saw him after the game with his family, and he was all excited about the way he played in the game. So just a good guy that really seemed to love football. That was unbelievable. He was going to Rutgers. Nothing against Rutgers, and I don't mean anything against Rutgers, but he came to the Michigan game. Oh, that's not good. In 2013, he came to the Michigan game, and we beat Michigan in four overtimes, and he came into the locker room after the game, and I just remember him being very excited to be there. And he said, I said, yeah, but you're committed to Rutgers. And I think at that time he said, no, that's, one of those things. So he was a great guy in the time that we got to know him. And then James came in, recruited him. He committed to James and his crew. And, the guy's been unbelievable player. He seems I've never met him other than that night at that game, but since then I have not seen him. But he seems like such a great guy, and looking forward to meeting him here. And he's meant a lot to Penn State. I know that. Say that again. Yeah. Yep. Pat's a great guy. He's very smart. Played the position. He played for a long time. You know, he played in the Arena League. You know, played a little bit in the NFL. He's coached all kinds of different players at that position. He can evaluate that position. He's very knowledgeable about the mechanics of a quarterback. I thought that was one of the things he brought to the table for us. You know, he was really knowledgeable about footwork and throwing motion and all those different things. And he's a great friend. Pat's a great friend, and he's a really good guy. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, those decisions are always really tough, especially when it's a heart and soul guy, you know, captain of your team, guy that's played so tough and competitively and with great energy for all the years that he played in Houston. But those are decisions that have to be made at certain points of guys' careers. And, you know, Brian will always be a Texan, no doubt about it.
Coach, what's your evaluation of Ryan Griffin and CJ Fedora?
My evaluation of him? I would say that I'm not going to really get into my evaluation of them. I'll just tell you that they're both great guys. They're both big, good pass-catching, run-blocking tight ends that have played a lot of good football for us. No doubt about it.